Hello, lovers. How are you? I see you're drinking wine over there. Wine in the corner. That's nice. It's good. I want to thank everyone for sitting on the perimeter. This is nice. We don't like comedy in the paint. We like comedy from beyond the 3-point line. That's a sports reference, JoJo. Okay. There we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned 4 specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Welcome to Stab! Look at all these people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people tonight. And I was even counting the comedians performing on this next show. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? All right. First on the stage we have Jesse Jones. Jessica Jones. JoJo Lewis. And one Lucas Soin. Lucas Soin. Welcome, fellas. Welcome. I don't know if you want to put that wine there. Put it on the floor there. Sorry. I don't want it to spill on the expensive.
I understand.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Are you good?
Awesome.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Ready.
I appreciate it. Are you guys ready to play Stab?
Yes.
Okay. I guess so.
All right. We're going to do another little. There we go. All right. Huh? Okay. This first segment is called. Oh, wait, we should meet everyone first.
Who are these people?
It's a weird name for a segment.
Yes. Right here next to me in chair number one, we have Luke Soin. You can clap for him if you want.
Thank you.
This is his third appearance.
Yes.
This is junior release.
Yeah.
So
I've passed my sophomore slump, I guess.
That's right. You've made it to the next show. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Once you're not invited back, you're never invited back. Once you.
That's scary. I don't want that to happen.
This show doesn't matter. It's fine. Life will.
It matters to me and my soul.
Life will go on. Luke Soin, host and creator of the Epic Tiki Tiki Tack TikTok show.
Yeah, Epic Tiki's Tactic Time Bomb.
Right.
Show.
And you could see that on YouTube. You could.
Yeah, you could see it on there.
All right.
Epic Tiki Comedy, YouTube. Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, do it.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Next, we've got JoJo Lewis Montabolo.
Hello.
Should I not have said that last part?
Yeah, you said it totally wrong, like every time you say it.
Montabello?
It's even wronger.
All right. JoJo, you're back with us. You're a family favorite.
Indeed.
A household name here in the Stab clan. What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing? All right.
Nothing.
Okay. Thanks for coming. Sitting next to you, we have Jesse Jones. He's on every show almost.
Yeah. We've got a real high-energy start going so far.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that. Jesse Jones, he is the captain of industry.
Yes.
That's of all industry.
Yeah.
So.
Team captain.
All right.
That's impressive.
You're the team captain of industry?
Yes. Yes. Of anything that gets made, I have first say. And I hike, or I have the ball hiked to me.
Right. And he walks to the middle of the game playing field and says, heads or tails. Let's go.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start the show. JoJo, that's another sports reference.
I know what sports are.
Okay. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. You were given some things that happen on this day, and you're asked how you celebrated them. Luke Soin, you're going to go first. On this date, 2001, Joey Ramone, American singer-songwriter of the Ramones, got dead. Here's something else that happened on this date, 1924. Rand McNally publishes its first road atlas.
Two completely related things.
How about that? How did you celebrate these two events, Joey Ramone's death and the birth of the Road Atlas.
Well, I started by eating a whole birthday cake. It wasn't anyone's birthday, not even my own, but I just thought, hey, let's eat a birthday cake.
Okay.
Completely unrelated, just had a craving. But the real celebration started when I decided to go looking for Joey Ramone's lost hymen. You may be saying to yourself, hold on a sec, what are you talking about, Luke? You sound crazy right now. Yep. Are you telling me Joey Ramone was a girl and a virgin? And I would say, honestly, I have no fucking idea. I never met the man. But I did read online one time that Joey Ramone's original name was Jeffrey Hyman, which means at some point he lost his hymen.
That's true.
And as far as anyone knows, he was never penetrated.
Okay.
So I decided to go to the source and find out where this hymen went. And no, the source is not Mrs. Hyman's vagina. Mrs. Hyman's his mom. So I went to Queens, New York, which is where Joey Ramone was born. I went to their local library and found a Rand McNally Road Atlas of Queens and used it to find Joey Ramone's old address because, of course, that's the information road atlases have is addresses. Everyone knows that.
Are you
Wait, there's more. Sorry.
Okay.
I was just
wondering if JoJo's drunk. Yeah. Already.
I decided to be a rebel and steal the Atlas because I thought, hey, that's a punk rock thing to do. But then I realized I don't know what being punk rock is, and neither do most people who say they are. Fucking dickheads. Also, before I left the library, I took a second to giggle uncontrollably for 15 minutes at the word hymen because that word is super funny. Especially when you think about it while looking at the librarian. That old bag probably still has hers, haha. All right, that was too mean. I'm sorry. The giggling caused me to throw up the entire birthday cake I ate earlier. That's okay. I'm allergic to gluten anyways. But I got out of cleaning it up by shouting, I'm looking for Joey Ramone's hymen! Everyone just stared at me as I ran out the door. This story is, by the way, getting out of hand, so I'm going to skip ahead a few chapters. Yes, that's right. I'm turning this into a book. If you want to read it, it'll be out this fall. It'll be called Confusing Genitalia or Just the Last Name? The True Story of Joey Ramone's Other Name. This is the last paragraph in the book.
Okay.
I found a raised envelope-sized bump in the wall of the nursery room. I used a guitar pick I had found and carefully carved away at the outline to expose, surprisingly enough, an envelope. Written on the envelope were the words, Joey's hymen, with quotation marks around the word hymen. I opened it, and there was a wrinkled piece of skin. His hymen is real, I thought. But I took it to the lab, and it turns out it was just Joey's Ramone's foreskin.
Okay.
So the hymen is still out there. Maybe next year I'll find it when I celebrate all over again.
Okay.
Sorry that was so long.
No, it's okay. Luke, let's hear it for Luke. Soin. Good job, Luke. We'll ask you back. Don't worry. It's good. We're going to move on.
I'm an overachiever.
JoJo Lewis, we're still playing This Was Today Once.
Okay.
On this date, 1892, the General Electric Company is founded. You know what else?
What else?
Also on this very date, 1865, Abraham Lincoln, American captain, lawyer, politician, and the 16th president of the United States died by getting murdered. How about that? How'd you celebrate those things?
Oh, let me tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
First of all, General Electric is by far my favorite electric company, specifically because of their predatory medical credit cards that I use to pay for have my wisdom teeth removed. That's a real thing. So I celebrated this date by sitting in a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster, perched precariously while I had a bowl of bathtub iced cream. Because nothing reminds you of having undergone surgery like a big old bowl of ice cream eaten in a bathtub. And the toaster was there, so I remember the precariousness of life and death or whatever, and there's electricity, I don't know. The reason for this is twofold, since I knew after the life of Abraham Lincoln, we white people were no longer the dominant race in the United States. Oh, man. That's something my dad told me when we were sitting in his hidden weapon cellar dug into the backyard. I do know that a toaster in a bathtub isn't the glamorous death a pure Caucasian like me deserves. But at least it would take me out of this planet where, after all the so-called progress, I am unlikely to succeed in any professional basketball. That's pretty much it. The only thing I couldn't be good at is basketball at this point. And even though my dad says that the murder of Abraham Lincoln was, quote, too little too late, to assuage the damage it did to white supremacy. His death did ensure that no one ever goes to a live performance of a play again. So that's something. And now he can enjoy the clean light of pure general electricity in every race war bunker and hidden armory that every white person has. That's it.
All right, thank you, JoJo. Thank you. Yeah. Great job. Jesse Jones.
Uh-huh.
On this date, 1955, McDonald's restaurant dates its founding to the opening of a franchise restaurant by Ray Kroc in Des Moines,
Des Plaines.
Des Plaines, Illinois.
Yeah.
What? Wow. What? Then, on that same date, 1912, the British passenger liner RMS Titanic sinks in the North Atlantic at 2:20 a.m., 2 hours and 40 minutes after hitting an iceberg. Only 710 of the 2,227 passengers on the crew board survived. What did you do about that, in regard to that?
Well,
those things.
I firstly challenged Luke for lengthiest reply, so we'll see. We'll see whose was longer. All right. Well, I chose to celebrate these two occasions in the only way that made even the slightest bit of sense to me at all. And so to... And so to honor the 2,227 passengers of the ill-fated RMS Titanic, I made a fateful decision of my own and headed down to my local McDonald's.
McDonald's? No.
I knew I had a tricky word coming up, so then I tricked myself on McDonald's, for Christ's sake.
It's a tongue twister.
Made a fateful decision of my own and headed down to my local McDonald's Hamburgeria. It was worth it. Consulting the McDonald's menu nutritional information chart, I assembled my tribute meal consisting of two double cheeseburgers, a six-piece chicken McNugget, large fry, a large high-C orange lava burst, three honey mustard dipping sauces, one spicy buffalo sauce, and five packets of ketchup, all coming to a grand total of 2,225 calories. As I took my seat in the otherwise empty McDonald's dining room and wolfed down my stirring memorial tray of foodstuffs, two things immediately struck me. The first being that aside from the nuggets, drink, and sauces, this really wasn't too far off from what I used to traditionally order at McDonald's, the reality of which filled me with a sadness that I know could only have been matched by that of a panic-stricken mother, desperately treading water, screaming for help that would never come. As she watched her only daughter freeze to death in the icy waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The second, even more obvious and equally tragic thing, being that despite my meticulous planning, I was still 2 calories short. Making this entire gesture utterly meaningless. Without thinking, I instinctively decided that the easiest way for me to get those 2 remaining calories and round out this stirring tribute meal would be simply licking the tabletop in front of me. No doubt I'd be able to collect enough stray food particles this way and give those poor souls the dignified remembrance that they so deserved. Obviously, if I'd taken just a second longer to weigh my options, the wiser choice of simply adding another fifth of a 10-calorie ketchup packet would probably have presented itself as the better solution. But before that thought can travel from my brain to my face, I was already tonguing a McDonald's restaurant table. And while I'll never know for sure if it was the feel of the rough laminate on my tongue or the thought of what 2 calories of filth I might possibly be scooping up with my twat tickler that caused the horrific tragedy which followed, what was certain was that soon I would never be welcome back in that McDonald's again. First came the nuggets. Still slick with delicious sauce, shooting from my throat like so many bodies toppling over the side of the Titanic's bow. Jesus. Then the fries, mixed with the still cold high C, sloshing across the table like so many waves of Atlantic Sea across the ship's deck. When all the horrors and chaos subsided, I tallied up the carnage. Most of one burger, many fries, and at least 2 nuggets remained swallowed. God. By my count, 710 calories worth of food survived within me.
Oh, math.
Such a long walk for a math joke. And in honor of my bravery and triumph over adversity this day, I rewarded myself by blasting Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On repeat for my entire car ride home.
Then that was This Is Today Once.
I think Jesse wins.
Jesse.
I hope their dinners are still edible.
I know. I was like, ooh. All right, guys.
That's tastier than McDonald's. Surely you can still eat that.
This show is called Stab. This next segment is called Reorganization. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? Today's acronym, this episode's acronym, is CCCP. CCCP. Luke Soyen, what does CCCP now stand for?
The Canadian that couldn't claim Paula.
Okay.
So it turns out I'm writing another book. This one, an in-depth expose about Robin Thicke and Paula Patton's marriage falling apart. I know he was born in L.A., but his dad is Alan Thicke, and he's Canadian. You can't escape that. So. See, that one's short, so I made up.
Okay. Thank you very much, Luke. Thank you. Very good. Good job. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. JoJo, what does CCCP mean to you?
CCCP stands for Clowns Can Choke People.
Okay.
A support group formed of every child who had a shitty birthday party where the parents were unaware of the grim reality that a fear of clowns, otherwise known as bozophobia, is sometimes not irrational. Clowns Can Choke People will work to run seminars where we have videos of clowns viciously wrapping their clothed hands around a soft, prepubescent neck of an unsuspecting child who said 1,000 times they just wanted to go to Discovery Zone. Outside of educating the general public, the purpose of our organization is to ensure that anyone who ever dresses up as a clown, even ironically, is automatically placed on Megan's Law for the crime of dressing up as a clown. The end.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones, bring us home on this second. He was waiting for it. The second... task. CCCP, what does it mean to you?
CCCP is one of the techniques taught in this new Israeli Special Forces-inspired self-defense class that I'm teaching to former battered SXSWs, and it stands for Close Combat Cock Punch.
All right.
When dealing with self-defense, martial arts techniques and training are too complex to be effectively used in a real-life assault situation. So I teach my students how to deliver a quick, powerful, incapacitating CCCP from a variety of different angles and positions. This 8-week course also covers the proper execution of USSRs, or uppercutting super-sensitive rectums, and a special two-week intensive titled NAD Attack, Zoning In, or Nazi.
Very good. That was Reorganization. Very good. Welcome. Welcome, new crowd members. We're going to start the show over. Just kidding. All right. This next segment, it's a crowd favorite called Topical Haiku Challenge. Yeah. This past week, Hillary Clinton announced her candidacy for the presidency. She also went unnoticed at an Ohio Chipotle. Please have written 3 haiku in regard to this topical event. One at a time, please. We'll start with you, Luke Soyen, and then cycle through.
All right, my first one is titled, My Chipotle Experience. Wearing sunglasses, so I hide in plain sight. Feels like I'm at home.
JoJo.
This one's titled Chipotle Speech. As president, I will get more carnitas, said the crazy blonde man.
Jesse Joe.
My first is titled The Law of Averages. Hillary 16. That's not a campaign slogan. Just which try we're on.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Yeah.
Well, she's wanted to be president for a long time, yeah. I think. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I see.
It settled in, like, individually throughout the room.
It was a grenade. It was a slow release grenade. Luke, let's hear your...
Slow release capsule.
Very good. That was what I wanted to say.
slow release grenade is weird.
Yeah. Just, like, a little bit pops. We're going for the two of three.
I think slow release grenades, there'd be a lot less Purple Hearts out there. Sorry, okay. Should I do the okay next
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you should do the next one.
Next one, it's called Presidential Checklist. Brand new pantsuit, check. American flag pin, check. Oral in oval, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Very nice use of the three.
Those weren't the syllables, but. Yeah.
No, but it works.
Okay.
Very good. JoJo, you're two of three.
All right, this one is titled Hillary Laments. America, I'm just like guacamole. You ignore me a lot.
My second is hot ballot boxing. Carnitas, black beans, salsa, cheese, guacamole, anal whistle stop.
I don't know what just happened.
It's a fart joke.
Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Be the first of three to bring us home in this segment.
All right. This one's called Stillborn Dreams. Wish I could christen that big Oval Office chair, but Bill won't fuck me.
That's sad.
Yeah. It is sad. I'm sorry.
Infidelity is no laughing matter, guys. All right, go ahead.
Okay. My last one is titled JoJo's Perspective. It's an Ohio Chipotle. Who would be there to recognize her?
Very good, very good, very good.
And my final is entitled... What did she know, and when did she know it? Spontaneous meal, premeditated gut bomb, burrito Ghazi.
That was Topical Haiku Challenge. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles that I made up. Please give a synopsis based off of the provided titles with the cast. Luke Soyan, you were given The Spitball Kids. JoJo Lewis, you were given Chambermaids Done Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
I can't wait for that.
You were given The Soft.
I even more can't wait for that.
We're going to start with Luke Soyan and his synopsis of the movie called The Spitball Kids. The Spitball Kids.
I forgot. This is the second time I think I forgot to cast it, but I'll cast it by the end.
Okay.
So, okay. Also, I haven't rehearsed this one. All right.
It's okay. Rehearsal.
Cody Daniels is an idea man. Well, not really. Cody Daniels is 9, so he's more like an idea boy. But when other boys are shooting spitballs at girls, Cody is spitballing brilliant ideas. After all, he was the first kid to propose the fruit punch water fountain. I'm just spitballing here, but what if the drinks in our juice boxes came out of a water fountain? I like that idea, Cody. That's one of the bestest ideas I've ever heard. Cody soon meets his match when he is forced to partner up with Farrah Gonzalez, a new student in Mrs. Oliveira's fourth grade class. Good thing I never had a Mrs. Oliveira. Farrah is a precocious 9-year-old and a creative black hole that can shoot down an idea faster than Ukrainian rebels shooting at a Malaysian Airlines passenger plane flying over the Russian-Ukrainian border. I thought that'd be funnier. I guess it was too dark.
It's topical.
It's topical from September of last year. Yeah. It's a battle of the sexes and the minds as Cody tries to spitball with Farrah, who isn't gonna let anything stick. Watch as Cody spitballs idea after idea, only to have Farrah absorb all the spit from his ideas, causing them to unball like a crumpled-up straw wrapper that's never seen the inside of a half-toothless mouth. Will Cody be able to spitball a brilliant new science project, or will Farrah make them both fail the big science project? Find out this spring in The Spitball Kids, starring that kid from Iron Man 3. Haley Steinfeld from the past, because now she's like a tween, and that's kind of weird to have her as a 9-year-old. And as Mrs. Oliveira, Tilda Swinton, playing a woman for the first time in a film, because usually who knows what she is.
Very good. The Spitball Kids. Luke Soyan. Jojo Lewis, the name of the movie you are supposed to make up is called Chambermaids Done Right.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear it.
Well, I imagine this as like a romantic-style comedy.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the trailer that I thought. So imagine, like, there's supposed to be visuals, but use your imaginations. Here we go. She is a down-on-her-luck actress who would do anything to make her way to stardom. I have to suck how many dicks to get a speaking role? While he is a busy studio executive who wants nothing more than to have a clean house. Why are all my underwear stuck to the ceiling? But they have one thing in common. They both saw the Mrs. Doubtfire porno titled Miss Mouth Hire, and now their worlds are coming together. Jesus. Pixar Studios presents their first erotic thriller, Chambermaids Done Right, starring Emma Watson, Vin Diesel, Chris Rock, and Chris Rock. This summer, if you're going to do a chambermaid, make sure you do it right. Rated PG-69. Oh. Did I say 69? I meant 13.
Jojo Lewis. Chambermaids. Done right. Yeah. Jesse Jones, yeah. Bring us home on the movie makeups with the movie entitled The Soft.
The Soft, Volume 6, Spring Semester 2015, is an independently produced informational video by Theodore Roosevelt High School Jr. and renowned bulliest James Kirkwood. With Volume 6 in his 8-part series, potentially 10 if he fails either his junior or senior years, Mr. Kirkwood catalogs the semester's easiest targets and most deserving of a good, strong bullying. This volume also includes James's famous soft stats, a breakdown that you've come to expect from volumes 1 through 5. In it, he highlights all known exploitable weaknesses and pressure points for every target included in this volume, from lisps and stutters to pee smell or single mom. Even the most hurtful words that rhyme with each soft's name. James has all of your bullying bases covered. And don't forget, if you pre-order this 2-DVD set today, you'll also receive an easy-to-follow laminated class schedule for each of the spotlighted bullies, along with an easy-to-read chart showing who has first lunch versus those with second lunch. And who takes the bus or waits to be picked up, and the average unprotected wait times of each. The Soft, Volume 6, Spring Semester 2015, taking the guesswork out of bullying since 2012.
That was Movie Makeup. This is still Stab. This next segment, the final segment of this early show, is called Sell It on Craigslist. You guys have been asked to sell these specific items on Craigslist. We're going to start with Luke Soyan. Please have sold this on Craigslist or tried to sell...
I tried really hard.
The personal items of the family you just murdered. Sell them on Craigslist.
There we go. All right, so this listing is located under General because there's no miscellaneous for some reason. You'd think there'd be a miscellaneous on Craigslist. All right, headline is Chevy Malibu plus bonus items. Here's a description. Wine red 2011 Chevy Malibu, 65,376 miles, broken lock, smashed rear passenger side window. Too lazy to fix myself, LOL. A note on the color, I say wine red, but some people might say blood red. Sometimes I joke about how wine and blood are like the same thing to me, and honestly, I can't tell them apart by taste anymore. One Nintendo 3DS with one game, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Condition, like new, with one scratch on the screen. Might have been done by a clawing fingernail or like an errant knife swipe. Hard to tell. One pair of girls' LA Lights shoes, size 4, ketchup stains. in quotes. But they should come right off. Isn't that hilarious that they still make those? I remember having a pair myself as a kid. Two sapphire earrings, $5,000 or best offer. Don't know if they're real sapphires or not, but they sure are blue, like the eyes of the previous owner. One diamond wedding ring, also $5,000 or best offer. Again, not sure if it's a real diamond. Not a lot of experience with jewelry. Wish it was a ruby ring. I like red. It reminds me of blood. Is that weird? I don't know. Wow, just type that out. Still typing. That's weird. Oh, well. This whole life is just a dream. Nothing is real. Two rubber floor mats. Good condition, but sticky. Slight scent of copper, or whatever blood smells like. Not that there's blood on them, but that's how they smell and feel. As if a copious amount of blood got spilled on... Oh, sorry. Yeah, I read that weird. Anyway, okay. But that's how they smell. As if a copious amount of blood got spilled on them and then was hastily washed off with a random garden hose. Anyways, please make me an offer. I'm not married to these prices, and neither are dead people. Can you be married after you die? Pretty sure it's till death do us part. The Johnsons know now, though. That's for sure. For more info, please email me at carjackblooddrinkerexistentialist86@gmail.com.
Luke Soyan, very good. Sold it on Craigslist. JoJo Lewis, you've been asked to sell on Craigslist your childhood dreams.
Okay. So it's in general. Lists as dreams for sale by owner. Want to sell. One family, loving, plus dog, new in box. One job, commercial, interstellar bounty hunter, near mint. One car, flying, mint green. One skeleton, adamantium. I would like to sell all of these as a single lot, but will accept individual offers or trades of perfectly reasonable dreams, such as one family, any. One job, any. One car, any. One skeleton, adamantium, or equally hard metal. Please inbox with subject line, you're not getting any younger.
JoJo Lewis. Montebello. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Sold on Craigslist is still the topic. We're, please have sold all of your useless gay conversion therapy materials.
Subject is for sale to loving home. Gently used Series 3 XP90 Dequeerifier 5000. Hi. My name's Greg. I'm recently married and in the process of clearing out a bunch of garbage clutter. You know how it is. Anyway, I'm selling my Series 4 XP90 Dequeerifier 5000, which is complete, in good condition, though used. The collection includes two dog-eared albums of homoerotic behavioral modification images, one cure paddle, engraving of erect male phallus still sharp and well-defined, two pair one-size-fits-most leather shorts with like-new suspenders, and all three cans of sodomy scent room odorizer, including summer camp bunk, airport bathroom stall, and bear party morning after. Also included the original electric. Also included the original electric scrotal cup, plus one replacement cup. But you'll probably want to buy a new 6-volt dry cell for maximum effectiveness. Serious inquiries only, available to pick up so that we can help train you. Don't worry about us. I recently upgraded to the new Series 5 dequeerifier, and me and my husband just love it.
Stab is over. That's the end of the sex stab. Please check us out online. Stab4gold.com or check us out on Twitter at Stab Show. One more time for Luke Soyan, JoJo Lewis, Jesse Jones. This has been Stab. Also check us out on YouTube. We're starting to put clips up from when we went to the studio that one time. So check that out. All right. Next show starts pretty soon.